325 days from today, which will be Friday, July 20th, 2018, many of us in this room and thousands of others will be down the road at Soldier Field to celebrate the 50th anniversary of an athletic competition which has changed the world. A little over 49 years ago, on Saturday, July 20th, 1968, our guest speaker and moderator today helped change the world forever for children and adults with special needs. Just after marrying her sweetheart, legendary public servant, Ed Burke, she was a young instructor from the Chicago Park District who organized this athletic competition in Soldier Field. She teamed up with Chris's aunt, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and they called it the Special Olympics. The world was changed forever, and the Special Olympics is now celebrated in nearly 200 countries around the world. I'm proud to introduce Supreme Court Justice Anne Burke. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us for breakfast with our Special Olympians and all your support for Chicago Special Olympics. And as Jay alluded to, and as you may know, the Chicago Special Olympics has been a very important part of my life since I was a very young 21-year-old, so stop counting. The idea began at West Pullman Park on Chicago's far south side during the spring of 1965. The Chicago Park District had created a new program to teach children with intellectual disabilities how to run a race, throw a baton, hit a ball, swim, dance, and play sports. The goal of the pilot project was to permit disabled children and young adults to become more mainstreamed, particularly those living in institutions. Even those youngsters who lived at home often had no opportunity to interact with the outside world. This pilot project would change the world. No program like this had ever been attempted by any public recreation agency in America. It was West Pullman Park that I first met Michael Cusack, Kevin O'Brien, whose sister's here today. Melanie, stand up. Marianne Faison, Johnny Golick, and Pat McHugh, just to name a few of my first students. It was there we together began our special journey through life. As I taught these children, I began to understand that despite whatever labels had been applied to them, they possessed the same dreams, the same goals as any other child. They loved to learn, they loved to compete, and they loved to win. I saw the positive impact the competition created in my students' lives and their families and their parents. Sports competition gave them validation, encouragement, and a new positive self-image. Inspired by what I learned from my students and with the encouragement of William McFetridge, the president of the Chicago Park District, and Dan Shannon, vice president of the Chicago Park District, I moved from West Pullman Park in 1967 to work in the administrative office of the Chicago Park District. I thought it was a promotion. Well, it was a promotion in one sense, but I never got paid extra. But what can I say? I hope there was that it was there that I developed a proposal to seek funding for an idea that I was thinking about to have a citywide sports competition. The proposal was presented to the Kennedy Foundation, and since they had, because they had cooperated with the Chicago Park District in 1965 with a $10,000 grant. In January 1967, I was invited to meet with Eunice Kennedy Shriver in Washington, D.C. I was truly intimidated, to say the least. After all, I was 23, and meeting President Kennedy's sister, I was over the top. However, my apprehension was evaporated when I began to speak about the positive effect that physical exercise and competition provided to the children and young adults with special needs that I was teaching. Mrs. Shriver immediately agreed to help, and she suggested that the proposal, of course, be amended to include all the states and, how about international, Canada too. In March 1967, the Kennedy Foundation awarded a $25,000 grant to help sponsor the very first Chicago Special Olympics. So on July 20th, as the temperature soared to a sweltering 90-plus degrees, still that way when you're in Soldier Field when it's hot out, Mayor Richard J. Daley, Chicago Park District President Bill McFetridge, and I stood at the 50-yard line of Soldier Field Stadium to witness Eunice Kennedy Shriver inspire the first ever Special Olympians with the words that would echo around the globe in the ensuing 5 decades. Let me win, but if I cannot win, let me be brave in the attempt, she said. Much to the amazement of critics and naysayers, the world has come to embrace the idea that special athletes are capable of learning the skills necessary to participate in sporting competition and in everyday lives. Now, 170 countries, but Jay says almost 200, so I will believe Jay. Around the world, the International Special Olympics is the world's largest sports organization to benefit children and adults with disabilities. Tens of millions of people of every race, color, creed, and religion have been inspired by an idea given birth here in Chicago. The stigma that once surrounded persons with intellectual disabilities has been erased. Another organization, the Kennedy Forum, Peter O'Brien was introduced, is here today. They are attempting to erase stigma surrounding individuals with mental illness. We still have a great deal of work to ensure equality for all persons here in our world. Earlier this summer, on July 20th, 2017, at Soldier Field, I joined a number of people, Mary Davis, who was introduced, Chief Executive Officer of International Special Olympics, Jorge Ramirez, President of the Chicago Federation of Labor, and a member of the Honorary Special Olympics Committee, Kevin Magnuson, President of Special Olympics Chicago, Dave Breen, President of the Chief Executive Officer, Jennifer Fortier, a board member of Special Olympics Illinois, Alonzo Williams, representing Mike Kelly, Jerry Hennigan, Mike Benevente, and Eileen Gulnane of the Chicago Park District. Also present was Frank Olivio, 1968 Special Olympian, first Games participant, as well as teachers, volunteers, Special Olympians, friends, and guests to kick off the countdown to the 50th anniversary of the Chicago Special Olympics. And as we speak, preparations are underway worldwide for the 50th anniversary celebrations, and those plans will culminate here in Chicago on July 20th, 2018. Special Olympics is not only about pomp and circumstances of opening day, or even about the excitement of the games. It's about people. It is about the athletes who have been the inspiration to all of us. These Olympians are examples for thousands of others here and around the world, helping them to find courage to compete. The games are truly about our panel of Special Olympians who you will meet shortly after our little film presentation. Thank you. Now I'd like to introduce the most important people in our world, our panelists. William Tang, please come up, William, from Independence Park, Special Olympics Center. William's 34 years young. Jeremiah Johnson.
Yeah.
Kosciuszko Park. Come on up, Jeremiah. Jeremiah's 13. Frank Olivio competed in the first games. Yeah. Frank, should I tell him your age? Frank, should I tell everybody your age?
No, but okay.
I'll Okay, you can tell. All right.
10 days ago, you're I was 70.
Yay! Oh, wow. Amelia Hernandez, Piotrowski Park.
Yay!
Amelia, we don't tell each other's age. Come on, Amelia. Claire O'Leary, Independence Park, but I can tell you her age. She's 17. And Jessica France, she has joined us from Misericordia. She's also the host of Special Olympics Chicago on CAN TV. Okay.
Oh, God.
Jessica is our moderator today. Okay, so Jessica, begin.
Okay, so this one's for all athletes, and the question is, what is your favorite sport?
Soccer. Soccer is my favorite sport, Jessica.
My favorite sport is basketball because it just keeps you energized and it's really good to play with friends too.
That's true.
My best sport is hockey.
Hockey?
Of the competition, hockey.
Claire?
It's your turn.
Oh. My favorite is tennis.
Wow.
Tennis.
That's great. Okay.
My favorite is basketball.
Yeah. Okay, so the next question for all athletes is, how long have you been competing with Special Olympics?
15 years, almost.
Almost 2 years.
Close to 50 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Claire.
Claire.
Okay.
I've been Special Olympics in Soldier's Field when I was 11.
Yeah. Wow. Claire?
Since I was 8 years old in 10 years.
Nice.
Wow. 49 and a half years.
Wow.
Question is for William, Amelia, and Claire, is what is your favorite thing about Special Olympics?
My favorite is competition and meeting new friends.
Very nice.
William.
Thank you. My favorite thing of a Special Olympics is working with spend some time with my new friends in Independence Park.
Yeah.
Yep.
How does your presentation in Special Olympics impact other areas of your life?
My favorite is just being with my friends and talking.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, so the next question is for Jeremiah and for Frank would be, how has Special Olympics changed your life?
Through Special Olympics and because of Special Olympics, I've managed to make new friends a lot of long-lasting friendships. I learned how to compete and managed to play multiple sports.
Special Olympics helped me with coaches that helped me a lot because I didn't know my left to my right.
That's true. Okay. So my next question is for... Oh, go ahead there, William. Go for
go
it.
Go ahead. You go ahead.
Yes, it's okay. Okay, so the next question is for William and Frank.
Oh, geez.
What is something that you have learned being a part of Special Olympics?
Well, Special Olympics has been changing my life every year with them.
Every year in my life, I happy to be with my friends in Chicago's Special Olympics.
Okay, so number six is for Frank. What is your favorite place that you have traveled to competing with Special Olympics?
I have traveled at Ireland because I was invited because I was the first games. And I loved it. It was very interesting.
Yep. Okay, so my next question is for Jeremiah and Claire. How does your participation in Special Olympics impact other areas of your life? Friendship, school, confidence, etc.
Special Olympics has impacted my life very much since day one in my first bocce ball competition almost 2 years ago on September 26th. The Special Olympics has allowed me to become more social and physical. It made me feel like I'm not lonely all the time, and it just makes me happy.
It helps me learn about friendship so I can make new friends at school.
Okay, so my last question is for Jeremiah, William, and Amelia. What do you hope to accomplish with your participation in Special Olympics?
I started it in July 20th, 1968. I competed in Special Olympics at Soldier's Field in Chicago, and I did the running 50-meter dash, and I changed the world. And when I've been in special programs in 50 years, almost 50 years already, and then I meet new friends, competition, and winning all medals. Nice.
Well, my accomplishment with Special Olympics is having my new friends every part of Special Olympics people, like everybody from my office people, like Michelle and Jerry and them.
William also does our sports reports for CAN TV as well, so he's pretty much my right hand. Basically, which is true.
So you're right, Jess. Right. You're right, Jess. You're right.
Nice. Yep.
I hope for one day that I would be able to help other people with intellectual disabilities who are not in Special Olympics join in with the millions of athletes that we already made for the past almost 50 years. And hopefully for me, I would hopefully be advanced to the Nationwide Games, which is next year in Seattle. And hopefully the climax of my time with Special Olympics be part of the World Games sometime soon.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, we have to ask Jessica how she got started in the games. And also, she has to answer all the other questions. Jessica, tell us about yourself.
Oh, boy. Where to begin? let's see. I've done track and field. So I did the 100-meter run and the softball throw. I've also won the art calendar 3 times.
Wow.
That's nice.
Hopefully people have been seeing what this year's calendar is going to look like. Pay close attention to the cover.
I will.
Let's see. So I've been competing in Special Olympics for many years. I've been doing it since I started living at Misericordia. And so I do track and field, bowling, floor hockey skills, which I've won gold in the city and in state. Wow. Finds out I didn't have to travel so far. Let's see, where else have I done? Yeah, pretty much. I've done basketball. I've done bowling. So I've placed a lot of times in that one as well. Let's see. So how has Special Olympics changed my life? I would say it's definitely made me insure more. So I've grown a lot with Special Olympics. So I've figured out that competition is quite a rush that it gives us athletes. So, but it's also a lot of fun. We get to know a lot of people. And so I also do that as well. Let's see. Favorite place I've traveled? Well, so far I've mostly gone downstate, so. So I've gone for basketball, and so I've done that. Yeah, so I would say, so basically having friends and doing confidence through Special Olympics is always a good thing for me. And who knows? They may come up with the ambassador program. Well, that would be something to think about. Okay. Why not? Everyone else I know has one. Let's just add one more.
Now, aren't they truly our heroes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because they're so humble, what they didn't tell you is that each one of them has mentored another Special Olympian. They are truly mentors, and they have taught us in the world so many things. So keep up the good work. I invite each of you and your families to join the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the Special Olympics at Soldier Field on July 20th, 2018. The 50th anniversary offers a unique opportunity for our entire community not only to celebrate its local origin, but to educate others regarding the impact the Special Olympics has made here and throughout the world. We should be very proud that it was right here in Chicago that Special Olympics was born. Perhaps one way, and I promised I wouldn't do this, but I'm doing it anyway, because I do have the last word. No one can appeal me. So, even at home, they've learned that a long time ago. So perhaps one way to emphasize the role of Chicago in the International Special Olympics movement would be to add, guess what, a fifth star to our municipal flag for all to celebrate the birthplace of Special Olympics. It is a movement that continues to live and to grow into the future. And in fact, without any knowledge that I ever had before, I learned that the Chicago History Museum has issued a fifth star challenge, asking the visitors to vote for the Chicago historical event they believe to be representative by a fifth star on Chicago's flag. But the stars must have aligned. They must have read my brain. So I urge you and everyone to gather family, friends, neighbors, everyone you know, to visit the Chicago History Museum and cast a vote for the fifth star to commemorate Chicago's distinction as the birthplace of Special Olympics. Once again, thank you, dear friends and heroes. I want to thank everyone for your support. And I think Ed says that if they're willing, but they're not shy, will you answer some questions that someone from the audience might ask?
Of course.
Of course. Yeah, I knew it.
All right. All right.
She knows us so well.
All right, Ed.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you, Justice Burke.
Here we go.
There we go again.
Okay, so we have time for a few questions. Normally, we ask our people who ask questions to write them out, but this is a special occasion, Special Olympics and that. So is there anybody here who has – you have a question, and who would you like to direct it to?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
You said that you look forward to making the world team. In what sport?
Hopefully, basketball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hockey.
You may end up with a statue like, you know, Michael Jordan. Will find a spot to put it in. Okay, some other questions.
Hockey.
Hockey question.
Hockey.
Well, Justice Burke said you should visit the Chicago History Museum at Clark and North, and I'm sure that... Justice, do you know, could you do it on the internet? And with Jay, you know, you'll get the Twitter at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Because, Colleen, I don't know, but this man never sleeps. It's unbelievable. Okay. While we're waiting for someone to ask another... Yes, ma'am.
My question is about jobs. So can you talk to us a little bit about the things that you do for work and the Special Olympics help with that?
Well, I work, as a lot of us know, I've been living at Misericordia since I started in 2005, and I got covered by the state in 2009. And so I've done a little bit of everything, basically. And so I've done... I work in their recycling center, which is being dedicated this coming year, it finds out, because it's been open for 1 year. So I've been doing that since the day it opened. And I also work in the art department, which is a big part of Special Olympics, because that's how I got through the art calendar, was through an art class that I take every Tuesday.
I like to work with Special Olympics Chicago as an intern for... the Special Children's Charities Chicago. Special Olympics / Special Children's Charities.
Wonderful.
Kevin Magnuson here.
Let's just go down the list. Jeremiah?
What?
The schoolwork.
School.
You're in school.
Yes, I'm in
Great.
School.
How are you doing?
Torture.
Oh, God.
Just kidding.
That is funny.
I go to Johnson Burr Elementary School. It's in Bucktown.
Excellent. Wonderful. Amelia?
Amelia, where do you work?
I work at Edward Lauren on the Disability Award Workshop.
Wonderful. And... Claire?
I work at the gift shop with my mom and Mr. Correa.
Terrific. And they have a tremendous gift shop, by the way.
And bakery, too.
Wait a minute. You know, Thursday on the Daily Plaza.
I used to do that, actually.
You guys have great cookies and baked goods. Anybody who works downtown near the Daily Plaza, you have an assignment every Thursday. Visit the Misericordia baking booth, whatever they call it. And
Okay,
enjoy.
We'll call it the bakery booth from now on. They do have a truck, too. They just came out with that.
You have a truck?
Yeah, they just came out this year with the bakery truck. Okay.
Now, I have your three previous calendars, so if I bring them, will you autograph them?
Because absolutely.
Okay, wonderful.
I'm on the cover of the 2018 calendar, to be exact.
A next year one.
You're what we would call a cover girl.
That's me.
Frank.
I'm at the Southwest train. Not Southwest. I'm at the gun services for the handicap.
Terrific.
Very nice.
Do we have any other questions out here? Okay, I have two that came to us through our internet system.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh.
You don't have to answer this one if you don't want
to.
Oh,
I don't mind.
You know.
Oh, yeah. I'm just teasing.
But I think they're really directed at Justice Burke. Is that okay?
Sure.
Great. And this is from Trevor Peterson, who's with the Chicago Children's Advocacy Center. What was one of the most pivotal moments in the history of the Special Olympics that significantly changed the trajectory of the Special Olympics? Okay, we're going to give our fire baton twirler. That's what she said she did. In case you don't know, if you pick up a book from Arcadia Press called Marquette Manor, Chicago Lawn, there is a wonderful photo of our justice here.
Oh, boy.
When she was a St. Rita Rita Net. And she did the fire baton. Thank you.
You know, Ed, the pivotal moment really was when we first were on the field in 1968. I don't think that anything could compare to that. And as you saw in the film, there was no one in the stands. No one would endorse us. We got money from the Kennedy Foundation, of course, but for Richard J. Daley, the unions, and the Park District, it never would have happened. But nothing stopped them. And today you can see what happened. It changed the world. We just pursued. And I think that's what we need to do and continue to do. There's all kinds of things that need to be done for persons with disabilities. Long-term living arrangements, health insurance, jobs, living arrangements. And it's with all people with disabilities, and that's why I mentioned Kennedy Forum as well with people with mental illness. We cannot sit by and watch our fellow human beings not be treated equally. It is our job. That's why we're here, is to continue. And these young people, that's what they do. They work, they live, they enjoy life, they compete, but they also help each other. And my former student, Kevin O'Brien, who is no longer with us, he used to volunteer in a nursing home. Really. So that's what we are supposed to do on Earth. So all I can say that the pivotal moment is when we entered that field, July 20th, 1968. It did change the world that day.
Thank you. So, remember, July 20th of 2018, everybody here is invited out to Soldier Field to watch all of these champions compete in the next round of the Special Olympics. And the City Club partners with a number of organizations. We try to give them financial help and other help as much as we can. One of our organizations that we've worked with for many years, Special Olympics. We will again this year, both financially and otherwise. And if you receive a little request in the mail from Special Olympics, please open up your hearts and open up your wallets. This is where it is at with young people, including Frank over there. Frank, you're a kid. I've got a couple years on you, young man. Okay.
Thank God.
Wise guy, huh?
Okay.